Adelia, first name Adalia, Sotomayor, Sotomayor, 7/13/47. The complaint shingles. This is a 75-year-old woman who had a bout of severe gastroenteritis, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting in beginning of December. Subsequently, was treated with Flagyl. She thinks that Flagyl caused her to boil and develop shingles. In quotation, I told her that Flagyl did not cause her to boil. What she has is exactly shingles, and she's being treated with acyclovir for her shingles. What's important is that the stress of the gastroenteritis may have brought the symptoms of shingles out. Anyway, she has a history of hypertension. No recent surgery. She takes valsartan 160, tramadol, as needed, acyclovir 105 times a day, and some kind of herbal medication called DERMATROLHZ. She also was taking Neurontin, but she's out of it. The Neurontin was definitely helping her. Pusher doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Mom died of a train accident, died of being shot. Allergy, steroids, COVID immunizations up to date. 140 pounds, no significant change. 98.4, 16.71, 140 over 80. Heart puzzle, puzzle. There's two lungs to clear. Abdominoplex, which they reduce those like dermal lesions consistent with shingles healed on the right side. Number one, herpes zoster. Number two, finish acyclovir. Number three, tramadol 50/50. Number 40 given. Number four, increase the one to 600 TID. Number five, return in the week. Number six, mammogram is up to date. That's important since shingles can sometimes be seen in occult malignancies. Number seven, because of her severe gastroenteritis in December, she's scheduled for a colonoscopy, which is good. Next number, she was given a piece of paper to go have lots of lab work done, which she hasn't done. So as soon as she does, she'll send me a copy of it. Next number, we talked about how shingles can be caused by stress and occult malignancy, especially at age 75, and one must consider that and be very careful of that. Next number, come back in 2 weeks to see how she's doing, and fax me the blood work as soon as available. Thank you.